I see your loathing, broken your servant I need.
Will you give it to me?
It seems I'm to left under my human side. It's slowly changing in me.
Will you give it to me?
Looking at my own reflection.
When suddenly it changes, violently it changes.
Ow! No, there is no turning back now.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the fourth official podcast. That was an amazing intro. One of our best. I can arguably say it was one of our best.
I mean, we have the best intros.
We do. I think out of every podcast that talks about soccer in Orlando, we have arguably the best intros out of anybody. So, welcome into episode 47 of the fourth official podcast. We're almost at 50, you guys. Milestone upcoming. Boy, is that exciting. All right.
47?
47.
We have Kyle in the studio for his seventh. That's exciting as well.
I've done more than that.
He's done...
I've done over 20.
I can agree with that, yes. I have an actual number of how many shows that everybody's done. Brad Newton's here, by the way, as well. Brad, how you doing?
Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do. Love.
Jesus Christ.
That never
Mark
stops
Hamill
being funny.
As the Joker is the best Joker.
Mark Hamill as the Joker as Donald Trump is even better.
Kyle, you've done, as of when I last checked, which was episode 42, you were a part of 28 episodes.
So this would probably be my 29th.
Or 30th, because that was at the end of the year.
You're right. I think I've phoned in for one.
So episode number 30.
All right.
Congratulations. Gavin, you, as of the end of last year, you were part of 33 episodes. And Brad, you were part of 27 episodes. So you have surpassed Kyle now for more episodes. On the show.
So does that make me the official co-host of the show?
I think as soon as you took over for him, you were.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You passed Brent as, like, a while ago.
I don't think I get to lose my title. I'm fine with giving the title to
Brad. You definitely lost money,
as
that's
well,
for sure.
But, well,
he definitely makes more money than you now.
I've said it all along!
We don't make money from this.
That's...
He's just talking like in our personal life?
This is getting weird. Let's move on. Let's talk soccer. By the way, Brent, still sitting on 20 shows.
All right, miss you, Brent. We're gonna.
Hey, he might be coming back.
We're actually negotiating with ISIS right now for a controlled recording from their disclosed location.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
We may go as far as a prisoner transfer.
Yes.
Is a switch. We'll get Brent back.
Can we give him Gavin?
Doesn't have to be someone from our group. We can give them anybody.
Oh, we'll give him Michael.
What about Tim?
Hey, don't... at my work account next time, okay? At me next time.
My bad. At Mainland Michael.
Yes. Please, send me all your rare Pepes. But make sure you at me.
All right. Hey, let's talk about some Orlando City before this devolves into shitposting.
What do you mean devolved?
Devolves
into
shitposting?
That's all it's ever been.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty on brand for us.
47 episodes. Have you listened to one of them?
Have you?
I listened to all of them.
Sure. All right. So Gavin and I went to practice earlier today. First practice for OCB. They've got, I can't remember how many exactly people on roster they have, but they're looking to add two or three more.
Let's just say there's a lot of people on the field. I didn't know who any of them were.
You knew Lewis Neal.
I knew one guy.
Yeah.
I knew two guys.
Yeah.
You mean the legend?
I knew Joe. Lubert
Nielandowski.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. Get his name right. Son of a bitch.
Gavin even confused goalkeeper Jake Fenlison with a 15-year-old.
All right.
Moving on.
I knew who they were.
Just going to let that hang out in the air for a minute.
Moving on.
We don't need Gavin associated with any more 15-year-olds, right?
That's Uncle Gav, not Gavin. Isn't there a difference?
And Uncle Gav. Overlap. There's overlap.
Uncle Gav prefers them under the age of 11.
Don't speak for Uncle Gav.
So
I don't hear Uncle Gavin.
We went to OCB training, then went to Orlando City training. It was good. Didn't really get to see much of anything. Still haven't seen the team and like what they look like or like how they play or the formation or anything because all the scrimmages are closed. They played the Tampa Bay Rowdies supposedly, allegedly.
That's what I'm told. Now, I can confirm Tampa Bay Rowdies were at the training facility on Saturday. I can't confirm what they were doing there. I just know they're there.
They were there allegedly playing Orlando City.
And I'm also able to confirm, and I'm happy to report this, our old friend Martin Patterson was there as a member of the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Damn it, he's back to finish the job.
He's back to finish the job.
Yep.
What's the job?
Well, no longer Kaká's wife because
she's in Brazil.
They're divorced. I believe they're actually divorced, right?
They're divorced.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, there was that whole situation where Kaká's ex-wife and her new boyfriend posted with a picture of him in a Kaká jersey, which just was super awkward.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate cuck status. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not.
No politics.
That's not politics.
I don't think without politics that would be a term right now.
It's still a term.
Not a popular one.
It's in the dictionary.
Urban Dictionary?
It's in a real dictionary.
The Urban Dictionary?
No, it's in the Webster, Merriam, whatever, dictionary. Sure. Cuckold is a real thing.
Oh, yeah, cuckold is, but cuck is a...
It's just a shortened version.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So, yeah, they played Montverde as well, the Montverde Academy. Apparently, I don't know the score. Nobody knows the score. The Tampa Bay Rowdies drew 0-0 with Orlando, and people freaked out about it, as you do with preseason games. You know, we're going to be terrible because we drew with a USL team that hasn't been together for very long. Preseason,
what it is what it is.
Which is preseason, and it doesn't count. Preseason games don't matter.
What? Say it ain't so. I thought that's all that mattered.
But you set up your team, and you get to know who has heart, and you find out who really wants it more, and no, that doesn't really matter.
Every time I see somebody get upset about a preseason or an exhibition game, I just think of this photo of Will Ferrell when he went to spring training last year. Why'd you turn my mic up so loud?
Because you were low.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You just talk low. Continue.
But do you remember when he went and played like 9 positions in like 9 innings across spring training last year? There was one where he's standing in the third base coach's box and he's just holding up a sign to one of the hitters and just says, remember, these games don't count. So I have that picture and every time I see somebody, I just throw that at him.
It's fantastic. Yeah. You threw that at the Minnesota blog last night after they said hashtag panic or Minnesota drew again. By the way, Minnesota, under Adrian Heath, has drawn every single one of their preseason games.
It sounds like Orlando City under Adrian Heath.
At least he's got the trend going still.
Yeah, it's very on brand.
That's what matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the most important part, is that he doesn't sell out in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Stick to the brand.
You know what's really bugging me, though? Kevin Molino's doing things in Minnesota that he never tried to do in Orlando. Like, he's putting guys on skates when he would, like, not really do that in Orlando.
Well, I don't know if Jason Kreitz would let him put guys on skates. I mean, I'm sure he's more focused on soccer.
Yeah, well,
nice.
Wow.
That's true. No. That's a good point.
I don't think Kevin Molino can skate.
Are you saying that because he's black?
No.
Wow.
Because he's from an...
Wow.
Wow, Austin. Wow.
Jesus. Way to blow things out of proportion, guys.
No, you said that. Those are your words.
I mean, if there's a member of Orlando City,
you put those.
It's time.
You said those words. Those are your words. You made me say them.
It's time stamped. It's
here's all I'm saying is we have somebody with connections to the Orlando Solarbears.
Not anymore.
If somebody from the Orlando City staff is listening, I'm just saying I would pay good money for Kaká on Ice video online.
Can we just have Orlando City on ice?
You could just go to RDV and you can rent skates. Like, it's not that hard.
Team bonding experience.
Right, but he wants to see Kaká on
That's
ice skates.
That's what I'm
skates.
Saying. I want to put Orlando City players on ice skates.
They don't want to risk injury right now.
They
could
just go to RDV and do that.
Where is that?
RDV over in
Richard Vegas? DeVos Sportsplex, yeah. As it is known.
Can we go there after this? I've never been ice skating. Will you guys take me ice skating? Please.
This podcast is actually an elaborate Big Brothers agreement that we have. We're all doing this as community service.
Just trying to help Gavin out. Anyways,
Gavin is the child of the group. This is one of the few places I can actually say that it's not me.
Kyle, you're still like 19 or something, right?
What?
You're still like 19 or something.
I'm 20, man. Get out of here.
Wait, how old are you?
Double digits.
I turn 21 soon.
But you're still not 21.
Right, but I'm still older than you. Yeah.
Technicality.
Math, but yeah.
Math doesn't actually exist
math.
Anymore.
Math.
Math is the British way of saying it.
It's not just British, but okay.
Well, Canadian as well, yes. Anyway, so we really don't know anything about preseason. We haven't seen the team.
That? Canadians are associated with math, Kyle. How do you feel about using that on me now?
I mean, there's a reason I don't normally do math. Meth is a different story, but math, no way.
Is that what happened at UCF? They were like, you got to do math. And I said, no way.
I'm
out of here.
I was not taking any math courses.
Don't you have
Usually
to?
Those are prerequisites for all the courses.
You can test out.
No, I took them at Valencia when I was in high school. I did dual enrollment.
There you go. Anyway, we don't know anything about preseason. We're not going to really, because all these scrimmages are going to be closed. So the one at Champions Gate against Toronto is closed until the last 15 minutes.
Okay, Wednesdays, closed. Toronto, closed. St. Louis? Oh, no.
Serious question, though. Is
Toronto's closed?
Yeah, the Champions Gate. I know. Champions Gate is
now
closed.
Training scrimmage now.
So I don't pay much attention to the preseason normally, but is this normal for preseason games to be closed? Okay, just
making sure. They've always been open. Even OCB games are going to be closed. Like, most of them, which is just annoying.
Yeah, it just seems you want both the media and the fans to see the team.
I can understand, like, closed gate to fans.
Right. I can get that, too, but I don't get closing it to them. Because what I mean by that is if the media can see, the fans are seeing the team through them. The fans are able to get some sort of a glimpse of what's going on, even if you're kind of controlling how many people are seeing and talking about it. But when that amount of people is only people who work for the team,
so what you're saying
just seems really dumb.
We buy a bunch of drones.
Yes.
Fly them over Sylvan.
We get all of Lady Gaga's drones. And then we jump off the drones into Orlando City's closed game.
Well, they're Disney drones, aren't they? So we can just get Brent to give them to us.
Huh. We got connections.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to get to him through ISIS.
That's true. They're ISIS.
I lost my last ISIS contact. So we're going to have to get a new one. Huh. Trump's America, man.
We could have government agents listening in.
Good.
Next thing you know,
for the record, guys, Gavin does not do anything with underage girls. I just want to put that out there.
Uncle Gav does.
No.
Notice how he specified girls, though. Just putting that out there.
Children of any sorts.
He also
I don't assume gender.
He specified children and didn't just specify
turn
animals.
Turn my mic off, please. It's getting worse.
Yeah, just stop yourself from talking.
Yep.
All right. There you go.
He actually turned his mic off.
He actually turned it off.
You asked. I did exactly what
that,
you said there.
Didn't take too hard.
All right, let me change the subject here. I have a Twitter question. Somebody wants to know. Roman.
Okay.
Are Fat Boy ice cream sandwiches the best thing Publix carries?
No. He's clearly never had a chicken tender sub.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an easy question.
Can you block him on Twitter just for asking that question?
I might have to. He tagged the fourth official, so if somebody wants to go.
What's his Twitter handle? Because I'm going to go blog him from my own account.
J_bone007.
I'm actually adding Jack right now to get your account removed from Twitter.
Who, mine? Or Kyle?
No. That guy who just tweeted out a question.
Got it. I'm going to report him.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Mark as spam.
Why would you do that?
Inappropriate comments.
This content is offensive.
They're being abusive or harmful. How are they being abusive or being disrespectful, offensive, pretending to be me, engaged in targeted harassment? I think he's directing hate against a race, religion, gender, or orientation.
Yeah, people who shop at Publix.
And he's targeting a group of people.
Imagine being this guy tuning into the podcast thinking he can't wait to hear Orlando City, and he finds out four people just reported him on Twitter.
I just reported him and blocked him. It's okay. Twitter will take my report.
We do
very
appreciate
seriously.
You.
Yeah, Kyle actually has a verified account, so they will listen to him.
I wish I was kidding about actually reporting you, buddy, but you should be okay.
My curiosity is killing me, just like a cat would be killed by the curiosity. Yeah.
Just please never ask stupid questions like that again. The chicken tender sub is the greatest thing they've ever had. Anybody who disagrees differently belongs in Guantanamo Bay. Thank
you. Yeah, you'll be extraordinarily renditioned to a CIA black site.
Can we move on?
We could, but this is really important.
We've
made our point.
These are the issues, Austin.
We have made our point.
Have we made our point? Because he still tweeted that.
Dude's going to be wishing he had a chicken tender sub when he's eating a cock meat sandwich down there in Guantanamo. Let me just tell you that.
That was really good, even though it took you like 45 seconds to think of.
I just didn't want to interrupt your thought.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about the jersey that leaked. Gavin and I saw it a few weeks ago. We kind of couldn't really talk about it. Now we can because it's basically all out there in the open. What are your thoughts?
Mainland even wrote a story about it.
Yeah, and literally the story was, I can confirm because I've seen the real thing.
I've seen it, guys. This is it.
It's like, not sure if you could write that, but okay.
Stop speculating.
So Gavin's credentials just got revoked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Moving on, what are your thoughts?
Well, I didn't say who showed me.
I mean, I like it-ish. The only problem is it looks like a purple Real Madrid shirt.
And
I don't like how that sort of textured pattern doesn't go all over the jersey. Like,
it's just
it has
the front, and then it stops on the sides.
Yeah, it has like a weird panel on the back that's just like their Adidas like wick material for your back, but I guess that's...
Apparently, the material is supposed to be super light and super comfortable.
Yeah, sure. But then when you get guys who, like Tim Allen, who are probably covered in back hair, that's not...
oh, my God!
...only going to just act as, like, some kind of, like, insulating layer that's going to end up looking like one big dark stain on the back of that shirt.
Why is this show is literally just turned into a shitposting. Like, what the hell?
I heard what you said about me a few days ago, yeah. And I don't think that you can separate business from friendship. I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.
All right, let's get to more soccer.
Please. What are your thoughts on the jersey?
I like them. I think they're pretty cool. I like a real collar over... Look, I mean, if
it's the choice between a real collar and fake collar, you always go real collar.
Right. I don't know how I feel the collar versus no collar thing, but if you're going to have one, make it a real one.
Exactly. Yeah,
because otherwise it just looks like you're wearing like a clip-on tie. It's going to be the next step to that.
Like, a clip-on tie is cool if you're 5 years old, but the second...
Nope, still
no,
not cool.
Here's the thing. The next step...
Nah, it's fine if you're five.
The next step for jerseys is it will have a tie on the jersey, just painted on. That will be the next
and
step
then
for
it'll
jerseys.
Upgrade to real ties, and then we'll
Although,
start having jackets.
I will say this. I have seen like hockey jerseys that are made to look like they're tuxedos, and those are actually fire. So either you go all in, or you don't do it at all. If you just half-ass it and make it like a fake like polo collar, then yeah, that's stupid.
See, I would love if MLS just went with minor league hockey stuff and went like, okay, we're just going to change up our jerseys every so often, like for theme nights, like a Star Wars night, an Orlando City Star Wars jersey. Wouldn't you love to see that?
Like essentially any minor league sports team.
Yeah,
like baseball teams get crazy every other
sport.
Week.
Exactly.
A baseball team. Is it the Fresno Grizzlies? Or they did like tacos last year?
Yeah, like
taco
like
hats and then bacon?
I mean, you're never going to have a big, like a... top league do that, but I wish they would.
Shrimp and Andes.
Yeah, because it would be fun.
I think the closest thing that like ever gets to like, don't the Cavaliers have like 9 different jerseys?
Yeah.
NBA teams usually have
NBA teams have like
they have
way
like the
more...
Latin night, the Chinese New Year, and like,
well, yeah, I mean,
random stuff like that.
Yeah, you have like your one-off night jerseys. Like hockey, NHL kind of does that too for like warm-ups and stuff like that. Like I know they do. They have usually a lot of teams bust out green for like St. Patrick's Day and stuff like that, and like, but those are just like warm-ups. Like
I notice hockey teams do that warm-ups a lot. They'll switch them out a lot.
I mean, if you're MLS right now, and really what you need to do is be able to compete against the other top leagues in the U.S. because they're still not. I mean, they're close, but they're still not considered one of the top leagues. Whether that's fair or not,
no, it is.
If you really want to do that, you just start going nuts with the jerseys and have fun with it in a way that's not stupid. Which is hard to do.
You know, going to Full Sail...
But you're going to get more people to watch just to see those, and then they're going to see the product and say, wow, this is actually not that bad.
Going to Full Sail, the one question that I always got from like international students, and I was in the sports marketing and media program there, and we had, you know, students from Brazil, Venezuela, you know, a lot of South American countries where they'd seen, you know, they grew up with soccer. And so one of the biggest question that I always got was like, every team uses Adidas. Like, that's the weirdest thing. And like having to explain like, yeah, the way equipment deals work out here, it's the league that does it instead of the individual teams. And, you know, the whole pro rel thing too, just having to explain how the money actually like gets levied out is basically a whole new discussion that, you know, to people who aren't from the US and don't know, like, okay, so usually the league deals with your equipment, you know, whoever's going to be the supplier for it. And they usually have the exclusive rights to the entire league. Like, that's really different to a lot of people. So yeah, when you talk about like Adidas maybe switching up jerseys every year, I don't know if Adidas wants to do that because they have, you know, so much in stock of like jerseys that they're going to make, and they don't sell as much as other teams do. Where like, again, if we're going to use the Real Madrid example, Adidas probably has to reprint a lot of Real Madrid shirts every year. Probably don't have to reprint that many San Jose Earthquake shirts every year.
No, not at all. I would love to see like what USL used to have, where that every team had its own jersey company that would make their jerseys.
Which, I mean, it's like that in the rest of the world too, but I don't know if teams are really going to want that.
You're never going to have it in a single, it's the single entity league thing. Everything is done by the way that you look at soccer around the world. None of those leagues are single entities, so every team is free to make their own deals and stuff like that. TV deals are typically the only thing like the whole league does, but that even right. then, each team can negotiate their own specific deals with certain things.
Right.
You're yeah. never going to get that in an American sports league because American sports leagues don't run that way.
It's just the way that it's been done for so long, and, you know.
All right. Moving on.
Who's baseball switching to Under Armour in a couple of years too, right?
Yeah, they are.
That's terrible.
So, Tommy Redding made the U.S. U-20 national team for the CONCACAF Championship. Kyle, he's your new best friend. You want to talk about it?
All right. I haven't paid much attention to the U-20 men's national team.
What do you pay attention to nowadays, Kyle?
I pay attention to the
video games.
Yeah, it's true.
Overwatch League champions.
I pay attention to the team when the season is actually going on.
So in like two weeks.
I mean, look, you got to understand.
What does Tommy Redding main as in Overwatch?
I've actually only played Overwatch with him once.
What do you main as?
So what do I main as? I main as Junkrat.
What did he main as?
Oh, I don't know what he mains as.
You know what he mains as.
What did he play when he played with you?
I don't remember. It was like 30 minutes I had to get back to work.
Is he a Hanzo?
He's probably a Benji kind of guy, isn't he?
Genji? I don't know. Just tweet at him.
Did you call him Benji?
I was going to say Ganji, but it was worse.
When was the last time you played Overwatch?
I haven't played it in a while.
Exactly.
You guys don't get on.
I'm on all the time.
Oh. Not when I'm on.
You guys play on console like a bunch of cucks.
His PlayStation is on all the time. Now, it's a different story whether or not he is on all the time.
You know what I think we should do?
I turn my PlayStation off way more often now, though.
I think we should all stream Overwatch on Kyle's channel.
I don't have it on PS4.
I sold it?
I sold the disc.
Wow.
I play it on PC. But if you get Battlefield or For Honor, then you could stream those with me because I'm playing those and streaming those a lot on PS4.
The three of us have Macs, and Overwatch isn't on Mac.
Yeah, I have an actual computer at my house.
No, but the three of us, if we were going to play on PC.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm sitting here right now.
Yeah, well, you have an HP laptop, yes.
No,
we don't have any other computers
right,
at home.
Right, right. But that's my point. Even if this were a Mac, it wouldn't matter because I don't use my laptop to play video games.
You have a second computer. Not everyone has a second computer.
That's the main point, is these computers are our computers.
Right, right.
Well, I do have a second computer.
Yeah, right.
It's a PC, so.
All right, Rockefeller over here has three computers at his house.
Well, this one keeps breaking, so I got to keep one in just in case.
What are you doing on it?
Nothing.
Lots
it's just old.
And lots of Russian porn.
Believable.
They're the only ones who bother writing scripts for viruses for Mac, so.
All right, moving
on.
They
also write scripts for their videos.
Yeah.
Which can be quite excellent. The dubbing, not so much, but.
Okay.
So, as the first week is coming about, Pro has released their first week assignments. Guess who's Orlando City's first ref of the season?
Ted Uncle.
It's Jair Marufo.
Nope.
And Marufo,
he famous of the, was it the Phantom handball?
No, he was the offside goal against Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's only refed like a few games for Orlando City.
Goal
too.
That cost Orlando City's playoff chances.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Shane, 3 points gets us into the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, sketch, yeah.
Sketch of facts.
Sketch of there.
Yeah, but every other, like, there could be a ton of other games that they could have won.
I'm not saying they couldn't have. I'm just saying.
Yeah, just saying.
Who was that? Who was that that got the handball? Was that Toledo?
Baldomir Toledo.
Right?
No, that was Hilario.
Hilario Grijeda?
No, it was Baldomir. I don't know, dude. They all make some dipshit moves at some point.
They're all bad.
Every single referee on that page has something you can contribute to Orlando City fans getting upset about.
Ted Uncle, Chris Penso.
Geiger hasn't done anything to us yet. I think we've only had Geiger in like 2 games.
Yeah, we've only really been subjected to a Geiger counter like once or twice. So,
a Geiger counter. That's a good one.
I mean, that's what I called him when I wrote for Mainland. The Geiger counter. Because he detects how radioactive those games are and backs off immediately.
That's one way to put it. I wrote an article describing all of the refs that did anything for Orlando City.
Bad. They're bad. All of them.
Baldomir Toledo was the handball.
Yep.
Jair Marufa has only refed 1 game for Orlando City, which is
the offside one.
Right. The Tranquilo Barnetta. He's refed 3 games. Orlando has a 2-1-0 record against them. He's given 3 yellow cards to Orlando players, one of them being against Kaká for putting on Molino's jersey in the LA game. And he also sent off Dom Dwyer in the SKC match in 2015.
Do you guys want some big MLS news I got going on here?
What?
Just got an ESPN alert. Do you guys remember Freddie Montero?
Yeah, he's signing with Vancouver.
Yeah, he's going to Vancouver.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
That was going to be one of the things we talked about later, but thanks for ruining it.
I just got the ESPN alert. I hadn't heard about it.
That's what we got for Orlando City stuff. I'm sure there'll be more stuff to come in the next few weeks. But it's pretty slow, you know, since there's no games to talk about, really. Moving on to Orlando Pride. Melbourne City won the grand final in Australia, which had Steph Catley and Laura Alloway. But also by proxy, New York City FC kind of won it as well as Man City. So kind of a win-lose situation for that.
Yeah. Although some good news out of that W League final, the crowd size set an attendance record for the W League. It had about close to 4,600 people in attendance. It was also the highest rated W League match ever on Fox Sports. It had about 165,000 people watch.
Nice.
And ABC's broadcast reached about 275,000 people. So you got about 444,000 people to watch a Australian W League football match, which is pretty nice. So that's some good numbers there for, you know, women's soccer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Moving on, OCB. they signed two.
Oh, there's some more stuff happened than for the Pride.
Well, Ali Krieger officially signed her contract.
Lana Kennedy and Steph Catley got named to the Matildas squad for a training camp.
Right, yeah. And Steph Catley, I think, also made it to the all W League team.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Cover all the bases before we move on?
Yep.
Okay. OCB signed 2 Montverd products. Jules Yomeni and Albert Dikwa.
Wait.
Albert Dikwa.
Not Albert Dikwad.
No, Albert Dikwa. D-I-K-W-A.
Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
I blame Kyle.
That's my fault.
Should have just had it queued up.
I don't run the soundboards. That's not my job.
Whatever. Both Cameroonian national players, not national team, but they're within the U-20, U-17 national team categories. Yomeni was voted the best left fullback in the Littoral Regional League in Cameroon. And Dikwa, who is 19 years old, made 6 appearances for the Cameroonian U20 national team. So, Anthony Pula says that Dikwa is a striker who likes to lead the line well. He's got good movement and can score goals. And Yomeni is hungry and learn and improve. He's very hungry to learn and improve. Sure. That's all the OCB stuff we got. Moving on. World soccer news. NYCFC planning to sign their third designated player to replace Frank Lampard. Maxi Morales recently played in Mexico. Any thoughts?
How old is he?
He is... That is a good question.
Do you guys know that in 2012, somebody actually gave Raul Ibanez an MVP vote? Somebody thought that that season, Raul Ibanez...
He's 29.
Being in the most valuable player discussion.
He is 5'3". He is shorter...
That's a small person.
He is shorter than Matias Perez Garcia, and Matias Perez Garcia is very short.
I was standing next to Lewis Neal today, and I realized that guy is small. Well, that was my, like, I'm just sitting here listening. I'm like, dude, this is a small guy.
So, like, he's smaller than Alexis Sanchez, even.
Yeah, Lewis Neal is 5'11". So imagine how Maxi Morales at 5'3" is.
Is that the handball scoring Alexis Sanchez?
Hey, listen.
Listen.
Manos a la Nino.
Moving on. Portland, they're looking to sign a new defender. His name is Yaya Banana.
That's amazing. Sign him just for the name.
What about Mr. Horse Meat?
You mean Mr. Buffalo Meat?
Buffalo Meat.
Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Yeah, he's currently playing in college.
Who did he commit to?
As,
Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
Southern Illinois?
Yeah.
I can't believe that's a real name.
A bunch of Florida kids actually committed to Southern Illinois. But yes, Kobe Buffalo Meat. Very interesting name. As is Yaya Banana.
That is true.
He's a defender, too, so you can just say, hey, it's cleared out by Banana. I'd love to just...
Stripped up by Banana.
You can actually say that.
And Banana heads it in.
It's a banana kick.
I was just going to say, what was the thing that we were talking about a long time ago?
Banana kicks.
About bananas in soccer.
Yep, banana kicks.
Banana kicks.
That was the first episode.
That was actually one of the names we discussed for the name of this podcast, was something about banana kicks. Little known fact.
This is like
Brent,
2 years ago.
Brent, who is now in ISIS...
custody.
Yeah, ISIS custody was the one who came up with that. R.I.P. Brent.
All right, so we talked about the Orlando City jerseys. Have you guys seen the rest of the other MLS jerseys that have come out?
I've seen the ones that
the leaked ones.
I like.
Are there any ones that you like in particular?
I like Houston's. Let me go back to the MLS page where they're all at.
The DC United one is a bit too much.
It's all right. Yeah, did you see on the jersey they have the little DC license plate?
Yeah.
Have you seen the controversy with that?
Why? What's the controversy?
Go ahead and look at the license plate.
It says taxation without representation.
No, what's above that?
Oh.
What does it say?
You didn't even have it like queued up.
No,
one that I kind of
it's a bad word. I can't say it on air. Let me.
Of all the things we've said on air, this is bad enough that you're not going to
listen. You know.
I kind of like Atlanta United's away shirt.
The white and red one.
Yeah, it's white and red, but then it also has like sublimated stripes on it. Makes it look like it's like a pajama shirt.
Oh, this is the other one I was showing you earlier. Was the picture of those guys?
Yeah,
sure. That makes for good.
It's got like sublimated like a gray sort of off white stripes that run the front of the shirt sort of all over.
Yeah. So what's the word?
Let me see.
I'll put it in the group real quick.
So it says DC, and then it has like the DC flag like in the middle, like it would on the flag on the license plate there. And then it says UNT next to it, like DC United. But if you sort of put all those letters together, yeah, not good. No one really sort of thought that one out too well.
Oh, no, there's a space in there, and it's UNTD. That's, I mean, yeah. I get it, but it's...
Everyone's Sean Connery drunk uncle is going to say, you got that shirt that says decunt on it, huh?
No, it's decunted.
Is that one, like, it gets removed?
Yeah.
You've been decunted? It's like,
it's, what's it?
Sorry?
Female circumcision. It's
Jesus. It's actually the new name for a hysterectomy.
So now, anytime,
man, the one female we had listening to this show, Brent's mom, is now never going to tune back
so
in.
So now,
again.
Hold on. So
told all of her friends.
So now, when DC United wins a game 5-0,
I heard the next women's march is actually right outside on the Rollins Quad right now.
Go ahead. What were you saying, Austin?
So if DC United wins 5-0, are they just going to tweet out like you've been decunted?
That was bad. Yeah. That was bad.
See, it was good. It, you know, the
you
thing
just,
in your, you in
just,
your head.
You
it
just,
was
so
good.
RSL has a really bad away kit they debuted.
Did you see the breakdown for it?
It's a white T-shirt, basically.
It literally is just a white T-shirt.
Like not like white T-shirt sponsor Adidas stripes.
Nice.
Yeah,
and they'll sell them for $120 a pop, and people will buy them.
Oh, sure.
Sporting Kansas City has a very, what's the word I'm looking for? A very New York City FC look to their new jersey, which I do not like. So it's not good.
Yeah, not great.
The Whitecaps have a nice new one, though. The little mountains all over.
Hmm. Any other kits that we don't like?
I like the Orlando one. I didn't chime in on this earlier, but I like it. I'm a fan. I'll probably buy one.
So here, yeah, speaking of that Real Salt Lake thing, someone made a breakdown of the Real Salt Lake away kit. They basically, like, you know, pointed out different things on the jersey, which I think was just very creative. You guys can see here.
You know, it's always great when you have to explain a joke.
So they broke down, like, what the head hole means. That's where the head goes.
Oh.
The sleeves are for arms.
Gotcha.
Two pairs.
Yep.
A pair representing a partnership of our club and region, also for arms. The sponsor, no one knows what Life Vantage is, but if we were to describe it, it might sound something like a Schmiriad theme.
Hmm.
And the color and design, we went with white, like snow, or purity, or the near limitless opposition or near limitless options afforded to you by a blank piece of paper. The 2017 RSL kit, crafted by Adidas, but inspired by Nike.
That's probably my favorite part.
Okay.
It's going to look really good on Landon Donovan when he does end up signing for them.
He said he wasn't going to.
Yeah, I know. I don't believe
he
the
says
lies.
That.
That's fake news. I bet CNN reported it.
But that's
actually,
the distraction.
I actually saw that on the mainland.com.
Then it's definitely fake news.
Yep, that's fake news. Okay.
Moving on. Dallas.
For real news, definitely go to our work account. Yeah, mainly Michael.
Now it's our work account? Is this a collective experiment?
It's a anonymous account.
So Dallas is going to be broadcasting all of their 26 non-nationally televised game on their website for free.
Cool. Every other team should do that.
Yes. They're kind of setting the precedent and doing broadcasting right. Because I'm sure a lot of Orlando City fans who live not in Orlando... but live in Florida, who get blacked out from MLS Live, would love something like that.
Well, you do it for a year or two, big networks start to see how many people are watching it, and they'll start to see how successful it is. They'll pick up deals so people can watch all the games. And then the teams, because let's be real, the teams want to make money. So as soon as the teams can make money from airing the games, they're going to stop doing that, and that's totally fine.
Yep.
Do it for a year or two until some of the bigger networks will come in and pick up your games, at least more often, make money off of it. But in the meantime... while people can't watch all the games all the time, give them away.
Exactly. And Univision's also doing something similar. They're going to be broadcasting some Liga MX games on Facebook Live in English.
Are the transmissions going to make it over the wall? Or will it be a firewall as well?
Well, ooh, the thing is, the internet's a series of tubes. So
if he puts the wall right between the tubes, they can't come.
Are you saying are you saying he's going to tie their tubes?
Yes.
Jeez.
He's going to tie their tubes.
Trump's going to tie Mexico's tubes.
You heard it here on the fourth official.
Trump ties tubes. That's a great headline because of the alliteration.
Yeah.
Trump ties tubes.
gmail.com.
All right, next. Josh Gatt.
Did you tell him about the games we will also be streaming live this year?
Here's a good one. Trump ties L ties tubes. Try to say that. Trump ties L tries tubes.
Trump ties L tries tubes.
Yeah. L tree?
L tree. Whatever.
Trump ties L tries tubes?
Yeah.
I cannot say it any faster. I will fuck it up.
Anyway, Josh Gatt is going to be signing for Minnesota United. He is a U-20 national team member. He's pretty good from what I've heard. Actually made some appearances with the U.S. men's national team back in 2012. He's 25 years old and as a winger, who played in Michigan.
His brother, Johnny, does have ties to a criminal organization, the Saints Row Saints.
Gavin, do you know more about this Josh Gatt kid?
No. No, I do not.
Okay. Well, that's all we're going to get then.
Saints Row?
Johnny Gatt from Saints Row.
I haven't played that game in a while. Didn't they come out with a new one?
Like 3 years ago. Really? Yeah.
It's Saints Row 3?
Yep. I think it was the third or something.
Moving on.
Got overshadowed by GTA.
I just got thrown into a group message by some people on Twitter, all of whom have me blocked. And I'm trying to figure out what that was about.
I mean, to be fair, I have you muted.
So do like 25,000 other people.
How many tweets have you put out in your Twitter history?
I don't know. I wiped it recently. I'm under 1,000. I'm over 1,000 now. I'm almost at 2,000.
So you wiped it recently and you've already gotten over 1,000.
Yeah, but I try to limit it to certain... I mean, a lot of it's just replying to people. I try to limit how much I actually tweet in a day.
Fair.
I spend time doing other things, like playing video games, which is better for your health. Twitter is a garbage nightmare.
Can't confirm.
Nobody tells me to die on video games, unless it's in the context of the game.
Yeah, so you must not do game chats a lot. Like a lot.
Yeah, you must not do game chats a lot.
Anyway,
I mean, people threaten to bang my mom a lot more on video games, that's for sure.
That is, actually, I don't know if there's much of a difference between how that is on Twitter and how it is in video games, but yes. My Twitter's a shit show, but that's what happens.
My Twitter's garbage. I recommend you don't follow me on Twitter.
I also recommend you don't follow Gavin on Twitter.
So
speaking of the spring training starting today.
Oh my God, no, we're not talking about that.
No, it didn't start today, though.
Gavin, this is the part where you just don't talk ever again.
Mike is muted.
Okay. What do we got going on? What else do we got?
So Christian Namath, who you recently played for Sporting Kansas City, then went overseas for a lot of money, he wants to come back to MLS because he misses people actually showing up to his games.
Where'd he go?
He went originally after Sporting Kansas City. I want to say where did he go? I think he went back to Hungary. No, you know what? He went to Qatar. Yeah, he's playing in the Qatari League right now.
That was
Al
Garrafa. Smart move.
Al Garrafa.
Nailed it.
So he wants to come back because he's like, I miss playing in front of fans. So what happened now?
Real news?
I may have found my weird news article.
Perfect.
I'm still looking.
We're getting there. Gavin, you can have your mic back now.
Fake news.
Gavin's on timeout.
Eric Winalda has agreed to join the LA Wolves FC as their new head coach.
Oh, so I was waiting for it.
So he's not going to be on TV as much, probably.
Good.
Eric, yep. You want to come on the fourth official?
Gavin, at least put your mic closer to you if you're going to talk. You don't know where that mic has been.
Yeah, I really wouldn't. I mean, we've talked about bringing various people on the show.
We've talked about it. We just don't execute.
We're almost 50 episodes in and we've never once had like an actual guest.
Yeah,
18 well, tracks and no features.
Technically, we've had Brad on.
Brad does not count as a guest.
Yeah, I'm on the show.
That's true. We did have a guest.
We had a friend of yours that you texted to come on. Yeah. What I'm talking about is a guest where we can share the podcast with people. Say, hey, we have this guest. And they go, oh, I really want to listen because this guest is on.
Fair.
Not who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't your friend say like three sentences and yeah, bailed?
He was pretty quiet. Okay. Portland Thorns goalkeeper Michel Betos is gone to Norway.
It's more like a cameo.
And Carly Lloyd is heading to Man City. So NWSL losing a few good players.
That sucks, but
that's what happens, man. Get paid. When your league can't pay your players, that's what happens.
Yes, but as a side effect, it does give some younger players more opportunity to play and get more first team minutes. So there is sort of a, I mean, yes, the women's national team isn't really getting any younger at this point, especially with some of the players that are on there. So it is absolutely a good thing that some new players are getting more time. Case in point, Kristen Edmonds with Orlando.
So, moving on. Former Real Salt Lake star Alvaro Saporio surprisingly retired, kind of out of nowhere. You know, he was one of Jason Christ's better players, and yeah, kind of a bummer. All right, next topic. Don Garber talked about video assistant referee. He says that MLS refs are unfairly criticized.
Yeah, okay, Donnie.
And Tom Brady and the Patriots has never cheated.
You're kind of...
And Donald Trump had the largest inauguration crowd in history.
Everything that Sean Spencer says is true.
He says, I think we're unfairly criticized for the standard of refereeing in our league, and I'm not quite sure why that is.
Because your referees are garbage. War.
He says, when we look at our referees, how our referees are assessed, and the level of what we call key match indicators, the decisions that they've been making over the last couple of years have been better and better, and yet our fans think that refereeing has got worse and worse.
Because it's kind of like Hotel California. You can check in, but you can't check out.
But then I'll travel over to England, and I'll travel over to Spain, and I'll hear the same thing.
Okay, I don't think the refereeing is getting worse. I just don't think it's good.
Yeah, I mean, you can sustain and
it is getting it is getting slightly better. But it's that when it's shit and it's just slightly less shit, that's not good.
He also talked about VAR. He said, I get frustrated with the level of criticism, but hopefully VAR will fix some of that.
It won't.
I'm not sure that it will.
No, and he's right on that. Fans are going to always hate the referees. The referees could make one bad call in a game where they make 100 calls, and they're still going to be considered the worst referee to ever exist if it's against your team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he is right. The VAR is going to be very helpful, and I think it's going to help make things a lot better, but it's people are still going to hate referees.
Yep.
Huh.
All right, next topic. 442, the U.S. soccer version, they did a list of the 31 most influential people in U.S. soccer. So counting down from 31 to 1, just a really quick rundown. First, 31st. Becky Sauerbaum, Mary Paulson, Alex Morgan, Bob Foose, Dan Beckerman, Adrian Hanauer, Megan Rapinoe, Chicharito Hernandez, Jill Ellis, Cliff Illig, Dan Levy, Victor Montagliani.
We've talked very little about soccer on this episode.
Kathy Carter, Jay Berhalter, Gary Stevenson, Clark Hunt, Bruce Arena, Jonathan Kraft, Andrea Perez, Ernesto Bruce. I don't know any of these names, but
all
apparently
right, so
they're
what's
influential.
What's going on with Leicester City, man?
We're going to get to that.
When?
In two more topics.
God.
The Columbus Crew are apparently trying to keep FC Cincinnati from joining MLS. Apparently, the owner of Columbus Crew, Anthony Precourt, says they're too close and that it would be a competition that they don't want. So,
are you saying like, your franchise isn't good enough to fend off another one?
Sounds like they're scared.
Yeah.
He says we've got a lot of season ticket holders coming up from Cincinnati for our games.
Cincinnati's just over there like, cash me outside. How about that?
They
cash
got
me outside.
They got 10,000 season ticket holders now.
Cash me outside.
So, that'll be something interesting.
You know that girl's from Boynton Beach?
Yeah, I heard she's actually from Florida.
Jesus. Of course she is.
Well, no, like, Boynton Beach is, like, near where I live.
She's also only 13 years old, which I did not believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's, yeah, wow.
I thought that was bullshit, and then I read it like six different places.
Okay, so now let's talk about what's up with Leicester City.
Isn't this just...
They're a point from relegation.
They sold their soul to the devil, and the deal was, you can win the Premier League, but then you're going back down. And everyone involved with the team, fans, staff, players, everyone, they're like, that's fine, we'll take it. We will win the Premier League just to go down again. That's fine.
But see, I think this is the year where, like I was saying last week, where a team wins the Champions League but then gets relegated.
Oh, yeah. I've joked about that before, too. But
it was supposed to be Chelsea last year, but they did neither. So now they're being punished. I can't say punished.
It amazes me that they're still in, that they made it to the round of 16 in the Champions League, and they're at the basically at the bottom of the Premier League.
Well, because they established, like, it's more lucrative for them to focus on Champions League football than it is for them to focus on the EPL this year.
Oh, yeah. And I hope they do. I hope that the next, like, through the rest of the Champions League, it's their priority.
I mean, at this point, it kind of has to be.
Because their squad is no less talented than it was last year.
It's also
they just don't have Anthony or N'Golo Kante.
Yeah, it's also no deeper than last year.
Yeah, they're the same team. They're just underperforming. You look at it, it's a lot of the big guys, they got new contracts now, and they're playing. They have less or more job security, I should say.
I think the other
thing
is
there's less of that drive that they're the underdogs last year. Now they're coming in and everybody knows them, and they're not.
Well, that's what it is. People are expecting you because it's like whenever you get these super mobile quarterbacks in the NFL who for their first year they look like Robert Griffin III, his rookie year looked like he was incredible. Then everyone figured out how to stop him and he didn't know how to adapt.
I think it's just the same case of just massive complacency on their side. Because now they have guys who have, they came in last year, they played great as underdogs, trying to prove everybody wrong that they could do it.
Then they
now they all get new contracts and now they're just very complacent.
They're like, yeah, we got our money.
That extra effort to
has a team ever gone from champion to relegated?
I don't think so.
Chelsea came close to that point last year.
52 points through 25 games last year. Now they have 21 points through 25 games.
Yeah, and they're on like a 6-game losing streak.
No.
If they get relegated, does Ringari keep his job?
No.
No.
He's already on the hot
seat. He just got the vote of confidence from ownership.
Yeah, but don't ever take that as like a serious thing.
Yeah, you also look at how many owners have gotten that, or how many managers have gotten that vote of confidence.
How many?
The dreaded vote of confidence.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if they get relegated, they do. But I think if they finish right above the line, he stays.
What about a Champions League play? Because I mean, they're looking pretty hot in that.
What if they get relegated and make it to the semifinals of Champions League? Does he get fired?
Yes.
I don't know about that one.
I don't think he gets fired.
Regardless, to be honest.
Because if
there is a situation where he gets fired...
I don't think it's his fault. I mean, the players just aren't giving it to him, and that's not his fault. He's doing everything.
Yeah, but
it's always
whenever you fail, it's always the coach first before it's anyone else.
Yeah.
But I think if there is a situation where he does get fired, it's they finish above being relegated, and they get to either final or semifinal of the Champions League, because what that says is now they're not going to have that revenue stream for next year, and they didn't focus on what got them there in the first place. So ownership's going to take that as well. It's like, we don't have anything now, so bye.
And they lost the game to a Swansea side who is playing a lot better now.
So that's the next thing we're going to talk about. Let's talk about how good Swansea's been since Bob Bradley left.
They've won how many games? Fired. 6 under Paul Clement?
Yeah.
And like, what, 8, 7?
But they did just lose Nathan Dyer for the rest of the season.
Yeah. That's a tough one. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, they're looking a lot better. I mean, it makes it... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, they're not going to... They'll avoid relegation now. What are they, in 14th, 15th?
Something like that, yeah. Speaking of, Bob Bradley came out and said a few hours ago, I think about how Swansea experience can make me better.
It's so crazy that Swansea's ahead of Leicester now. Sunderland's dead last. And well, they're tied with Crystal Palace with 19 points.
I'll tell you what, though. Chelsea sitting there with a 10-point lead now.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me there, Austin.
Yeah, your mic's clicking again.
Oh.
Yeah, it's doing the weird thing.
Is it over, or is it still very much fair game at the top of the table?
10 points.
10 points in the middle of February.
Still time.
It's technically not over, but because they don't have any European games to focus on, it's over.
Yeah.
It's theirs to lose at this point.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It is very possible they could lose it, but it's very hard.
And yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know like what that tells you, though, because next year when Chelsea are going to be playing more games, if they're not going to be able to split the squad as easily as they can,
they're going to be like the other teams in the top five, where it's you're a very talented team, but when you have to focus on both domestic games and European games, it's harder. Any team that they are the only team right now in the top five not playing in Europe. And so if any of those other teams were flipped, if it was United, if it was Liverpool, if it was City, if they were playing just British games and no other European games, they would be winning the league probably by 10 points as well.
Yeah, I think if you look down, if you go down the list here, you look at it, Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City, and Man U sitting outside at number six.
Yeah, obviously those next five spots are going to be the battle everyone's watching.
You have 6 through 2 are separated by 2 points. So it's, they're all playing.
They're all playing pretty well, right?
They're
now.
All playing pretty well. I think given that Chelsea really don't have to worry about anything aside from domestic league play, that's
it's absolutely theirs to lose.
Yeah.
Especially Manchester United. That's the team you're going to have to watch out for.
They're in fourth?
Sixth. They're playing well, though.
But yeah, they're 2 points out of second.
2 points out of second.
Yeah, so really it's not
and
even...
they're also playing better than most other teams right now.
Yeah, they've only lost three games.
How many have Chelsea lost?
Three.
Yeah. There you go.
Manchester City's lost 5, though. So.
Yep. City and Arsenal both lost 5. Liverpool's lost 4. Tottenham has also lost 3.
The only problem with United is they just haven't been able to score. They've had some games where they've outplayed the other team by far. They just weren't able to score.
Does City play
What's
tonight?
What's up with Zlatan then?
City still has a game in hand. Are they playing today?
Yeah, they play Bournemouth.
Okay.
Yeah, they're playing now.
They're playing at Bournemouth, I assume?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Vitality Stadium. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, the last game was in Manchester.
Okay. Any other EPL stuff we want to discuss?
Everton's disappointing me on a consistent basis. Somehow they're in, what, 8th? 7th?
Something like that.
They're in 7th. 41 points, that's not terrible.
Pep says Jack Wilshere has a special quality to him. Sure. And that special quality is going to land him as LAFC's designated player next year.
Probably.
Which would be a good move for the league, actually.
Yeah.
How old is he?
33?
No.
What?
No.
Like Jack Wilshere?
Like 24.
No, he's not 24. He's like 27.
Oh, is he older than that?
Are you serious?
He's just been, like... aging on Arsenal's bench for years. He was
25.
25?
He was going to be like a promising young star.
Yeah, get him at LAFC. I don't know.
Jack Wilshere was going to be the future of English football. And, well.
Now he's playing for Bournemouth.
Now he's playing for Bournemouth.
In front of 12,000 fans.
Yep.
Bournemouth's middle of the pack, though.
They've fallen down to like 13th. I'm not sure what's going on.
Still middle of the pack. I mean, it's impressive.
I'm getting worried.
Okay. Last thing. Home United. Our favorite Singaporean S League club, other than Geylang United.
Yes, I was going to say, speak for yourself.
Home United qualified for the Asian Football Confederations Cup playoff, and they did that with their coach resigning in the middle of the season.
I was hoping you were going to say in the middle of a game.
Overcame the adversity on the field.
So, Home United finished 4th, Geylang finished 5th. Their season in the Singaporean S League starts in 2 weeks, which means we get to pick games from them again.
Nice.
For those who don't know, goes back to episode 1, Home United versus Geylang International. That's the first game we picked from the Singaporean S League. We have been doing it ever since.
When does the Tokyo Gas Creator season start?
Let me look that up.
Okay. And while he looks that up, I'll give the Estrella and Rochez update.
Please do.
Do-do-do-do. Since our last episode, Estrella has played 1 game. He has now played 13 games for Varzim Sporting Club and has no goals.
Fair.
Varzim currently sit in 5th in the second division of Portuguese soccer. So a very outside chance to possibly moving up in promotion.
You mean in...
Nice.
Never mind. Never mind.
What were you going to say?
Never mind. Continue.
Roches, he was seen at Orlando City training today. By, well, with David Mateos and Devon Garcia running.
They were
running around OCB's practice field while they were practicing. It was just kind of super awkward because they were literally just like running, like jogging around. And then they went home.
So I understand the team doesn't want them there. They're trying to get rid of them, however they're going to do that. Whatever. They're not getting rid of them at this point. Why aren't they given an opportunity to at least attempt to train?
They have no future with the club.
Then why has the club not cut them?
Because money.
Guaranteed contracts?
Yeah. Roach has signed a 5-year DP deal.
Yeah. You can't just cut a designated player.
You have to send
David
him
Mateos
somewhere.
Is also making $500,000. You can't just cut that.
More
they're
than
gonna
half.
Do.
I feel like though, if you,
from it,
right? But you're not gonna get something from them if all they do is sit around and run in circles.
They'll sell them to somebody. It's not gonna be a top flight team, but you'll still find somebody that'll take them.
Not those contracts. Not for people that aren't playing at all.
I mean, they can still renegotiate a contract. It's just with an MLS. That's where it stands.
So the Japanese X League doesn't kick off until April 22nd, when IBM Big Blue takes on Bulls Football Club in Fujitsu Stadium. Yeah. Huh. That's the kickoff for the league.
All right. Guys, it's that time once again in our show where we talk about some stuff that happened in the world that is weird. Weird news. Give me what you got. Who's first?
Yes. I don't know about weird news. I just got news. Jerry Sandusky's son was arrested and accused of sexually assaulting a child.
For fuck's sake. Are you kidding me?
Keeping it in the family, I guess.
Jesus. That's just terrible.
That dropped moments ago. 41-year-old adopted son of a former Penn State coach.
Oh, and he's adopted.
Adopted.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Is that just one of those things where he's like, I want to be like my adopted father? Or is it just like nothing like that?
What did Jerry Sandusky get? He got like 400 years in jail, right?
Something like that. Maybe he
480 years.
Is Sandusky still alive? Isn't he?
I assume yes. that would be big news once he dies.
Yeah, maybe his stepson wanted to go join him. I don't know. All right, who's got other weird news?
So this may not be news, but.
It's sure weird, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You guys have seen the trailer for Fate of the Furious, or Fate.
Fast 8,
right? Well, let's suppose for a second Evil Dom is a Terminator. Right? With me here? A fan theory says drawing some parallels here between the fact that back in 2011, Universal was actively trying to pursue the rights to the Terminator franchise. It was going to have Justin Lin, who directed Fast and the Furious, helm said movie, and that they were going to do something of a crossover movie between Terminator and Fast and Furious. So maybe they're taking some points from that and crossing over, maybe?
Maybe they have the rights and just nobody found out. They've done a good job of keeping it under wraps. They hired whoever keeps things secret for Nintendo to do it for them.
So given that Fast 5 came out in 2011, and that's where the franchise sort of adopted its like totally off-the-rails craziness when Dom started like exhibiting like weird hyper-strength where he was able to like tackle rock through like a brick wall and sort of...
Nah, that's real. That could happen.
Yeah, sure. And so maybe he's actually a Terminator. And maybe he is because in the new film, what's her name? The new bad guy. She's
no. Dude, I don't know if they have an actual name for her yet. Do they?
The actress.
Oh, the actress
Charlize Theron. Yeah, plays like a high tech like computer hacker. They're posing maybe she hacked into Dom's brain and took over.
Oh, he's been a Terminator all along.
He's been a Terminator all along. and his programming was just latent inside of him. And now that Charlize Theron, who is a computer hacker, is like the new bad guy in this, she hacked into Dom and now she's taking control of him. What if, guys?
I believe it. It's convincing.
This is the movie I need to see.
And Dom is actually Supreme Leader Snoke.
Right.
Diesel is Snoke?
Yes. So I saw John Wick Chapter 2 last night, which
I saw it the other day.
Absolutely recommend.
Yes.
As soon as I walked out of the theater, I saw a sign for, XXX3?
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Rose is in both of those movies, and now I'm convinced that both of those movies exist in the same universe. That XXX and John Wick take place in the same universe.
So John Wick Chapter 3 is going to be...
A crossover
Without spoiling anything, we know that John Wick is going to need some help in the next movie.
Yeah. It's going to be John Wick teams up with Xander Cage.
I dig it. I really didn't like the new XXX movie. But
I haven't seen the new XXX movie, but
it's not good.
Oh, well, I probably wasn't going to, but...
Yeah.
But I did really like the new John Wick, so which you guys should absolutely see.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He shoots a guy in the kneecaps a lot.
Also kills people with pencils.
Yeah. That was so brutal.
Keanu Reeves.
We were in a movie theater and there were several groups where they brought kids with them.
Oh.
And at the scene with the pencils, a dad brought his two kids and left and never came back in.
Good.
I was like, so the other scenes that happened earlier that were also very, very, very dark, you're just like, nah, this is cool.
Just going off and assuming that he had seen the first one too, where like a dog dies on it, like the very like first like 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, no, it's whatever.
Weird news. Kyle.
Oh, yeah, I've got two. First of all, there's a guy right now who's tweeting every line of Harry Potter at Piers Morgan. He is...
doing a Lord's work. So that's what Twitter is made for.
Currently... Currently, he has tweeted out 263 lines out of 32,567.
How fast do you think that account was actually blocked?
Piers Morgan tweeted him twice.
Oh, okay.
He probably muted him, didn't block him. Or Piers Morgan hacked his phone and is tweeting those out for him.
So it's a false flag. Piers Morgan is tweeting those.
Yes. He's actually a huge Harry Potter fan.
He's tweeting that out to himself.
My other thing is, first of all, did you guys know Carlo Ancelotti was in Star Trek Beyond?
No.
The Bayern Munich manager was in the latest Star Trek movie.
Star Trek movie.
There's an interview he did, so that's not what this is about, but he mentions that he did that in here, and I'm like, that's weird. He says he can't control his eyebrows. They have a mind of their own. In this article, but he mentions how... when he was in the movie, I play the part of a scientist who has to examine an alien. It was good. I pretended it was Cristiano Ronaldo in front of me.
Wait.
What?
But he's saying, I cannot control my eyebrow, he said. His left eyebrow is apparently uncontrollable.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
We're talking about weird news. I found Carlo Ancelotti says he can't control his eyebrow. It's pretty weird.
Sure.
And also, he was in Star Trek, which I didn't know, and so I'm going to go rewatch it and look for him.
Okay. You said you had another one.
No, it was the Piers Morgan thing and that. There were two things.
Oh, I see.
Wow, you can't do maths either. You and Gavin should go hang out.
That's why I was an English major.
Path.
All right. Gavin, do you have anything? Or not yet?
Didn't I give you weird news?
Yeah, I thought he did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had that other thing.
Jesus, is this guy even listening to the show?
He doesn't listen to the show while he's on it.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, here's mine. This is soccer related, actually. Man accused of raiding Portland Timbers Stadium because he was hungry. Police say a man who lives in a downtown apartment showed up to Providence Park on Wednesday with a bunch of reusable shopping bags. And at 2:45 in the morning, a security guard caught him with two large bags of frozen potato tots, 9 boxes of M&Ms, a 6-pack of hard cider, and a backpack with more stuff in it. They didn't really specifically say. He tried to run away. They caught him, and he said he was caught because I was not fast enough to get away. So he was arraigned on second-degree burglary, released from jail, and he lives half a mile away from the stadium. So, yeah, he just robbed the Portland Timbers Stadium because he was hungry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wouldn't recommend, like, when you think of some, like, you're really hungry and you want food, you would, like, think of
Snickers.
But like, going to a store that has food.
There's a perfectly good soccer stadium right next to you. Why would you go to a grocery store?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, that's part of being an adult. You go to a soccer stadium to get food.
It sounds like they need to put a Publix in downtown Portland for convenience.
I don't think those people deserve Publix.
Probably not.
They'd probably go there for things other than a chicken tender sub.
Business is business.
All right, let's finish out this show because we're going long. We've got some UEFA Champions League matches to predict. First.
Are we predicting the whole, like, who's going to win between the two?
No. We're just going with the... We can go with the who wins.
Yeah, we should who's going to win overall.
Who's going to win the tie.
Yeah, okay. Not just who's going to win the game.
That's fair. First, but let's go back to last week.
Give me the
you
list of teams
here.
That are in it, and then let me pick.
Well, we're not going to pick all of them right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give me the list of teams that are still alive, and I'll...
We'll get to that.
Why don't we go through all the round of 16 ties and just pick them?
That sounds like a lot.
That's not that hard.
Well, no, because next week...
There's eight.
Those are just our predictions for this week. We won't do any other games. That's what matters.
Sure. Okay.
LOL, nothing matters.
That's a good point. I want RB.
So
now.
Last week, Liverpool, Tottenham, Man U, Watford, Swansea, Leicester, and Uzbekistan versus Armenia were the games we picked. Liverpool won 2-0. Neither of us, myself or Brad, picked Liverpool. Man U won 2-0. We both picked Watford. Swansea versus Leicester. Swansea won 2-0. I picked Swansea. Brad picked Leicester. And Uzbekistan versus Armenia. I picked Armenia. Brad picked Uzbekistan. Neither of them won because the game was canceled. So Brad was 0-4. I was 1-3.
What did I do?
You didn't, because you didn't pick
anything.
Yeah,
you weren't on the show.
You weren't. You didn't.
Well, technically.
Right.
Sometime I want to get my hands on the Snake Man.
Let's pick these games, shall we?
I just want to point out the fact that the Tampa Bay Rays are going to sign Nathan Eovaldi to a 2-year deal. Coming off Tommy John surgery.
What show are you doing right now, Gavin?
A bunch of idiots.
Okay. Let's pick these UEFA Champions League games, shall we? First is going to be PSG versus Barcelona.
2 years.
Barcelona's coming out of that one.
Yeah, I like Barcelona.
Yep, Barcelona.
So everyone's saying Barcelona?
What are you saying?
I'm saying Barcelona.
Smart move.
Here's a fantastic one. Borussia Dortmund taking on our favorite club from Portugal, Benfica.
I'm going to give it to the Christian Pulisic-led Borussia Dortmund.
Why do you keep speaking for all of us? You don't know my favorite Portuguese club.
What's your favorite Portuguese club?
I'm partial Porto. To FC Porto, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we talk about Benfica.
Also, I occasionally watch Sporting Lisbon. I mean, Lisbon.
Lisbon.
Slip of the tongue.
Freudian.
Whatever. Who are you picking?
Potato, potato.
It's Dortmund. I think we're all picking that.
Yep, we're all going.
I hope no one here is stupid enough to not do that. Gavin.
I'm going
to
go Benfica.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
To be fair, that is probably the most likely upset.
It's very possible. I don't know how good Benfica is this year, though, so I can't judge.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, we haven't had a Hank Hill soundboard in ever.
Shut up, I'm talking here.
It's the one about crackheads down at the bottom.
All right, Real Madrid versus Napoli.
That place is crawling with crackheads and debutantes.
Who is it again? I wasn't listening.
Real Madrid and Napoli.
Real Madrid.
Anybody else for any other team?
I think we're all going Real Madrid on that one.
Okay. Here's a fun one. Bayern Munich.
Don't ask.
Versus Arsenal.
So I read an article where there's an Arsenal player, and I forget who, because it was like 3 in the morning when I was reading this. Was saying that Arsenal has a chance.
Is that Mohamed Elneny?
To beat Bayern Munich. And I laughed. And then they continue to say, if we play our very best, said, yes, if you play in a way that you are not physically capable of playing, you will beat them. You will not, and Bayern will win.
To be fair, they have beaten Bayern before, though.
I'm going to go with Arsenal, because here's what I think is going to happen. Arsenal is going to make it to the Final Four, and then they're going to play the first Final Four game and lose and finish fourth.
What's wrong with you? How does that sound for a change?
Oh, that's fantastic. Brad, are you going with Arsenal? It's your team.
Yes.
Might as
you
well.
You know what we need to do?
What?
Go through all of the mainland podcasts and make a Michael soundboard.
Anyway, continuing on with our predictions.
Please.
Bayer Leverkusen versus Atletico Madrid.
Oh, Atletico. I think it'll be better than it seems, but yeah, Leverkusen's not going to win.
Gavin? Brad?
Who?
Bayer Leverkusen, Atletico Madrid.
Excuse me, but aren't you aroused?
What was that?
George Takei. I mean...
Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, Atletico.
Don't have any faith in Chicharito?
No.
Not particularly against Antonio Griezmann.
Yeah. Not to mention the crazy overhead kick of Fernando Torres.
Yes.
Old Fernando. Man City and Monaco.
Man City.
I mean, Monaco's good this year.
Yeah, but are they... Man City's been inconsistent.
That's what I'm saying.
And... it is interesting because Monaco right now is at the top of the Ligue 1 table. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm going Monaco.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Monaco. I think it's possible.
I
don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible. So I'm going to risk it.
It's popsicle. It's possible.
I think Monaco, and it's... Pep's going to feel really weird at the end of the year.
He'll still have his job, you think? Right?
He'll still have his job. It's just like everything that basically led up to this year, everything that they kind of said at the beginning of the year is just kind of whatever at this point.
Yeah. Last game, Leicester City taking on Sevilla.
Leicester City.
Really?
Yeah, Leicester.
I also think Leicester will win that.
I'm tie. Going Sevilla.
Well, that's cool, but we all know you're a little bitch.
Wow. Just out of. Okay, sure.
Took it to a dark place.
Yeah.
Sorry, but to root against Leicester, we should all be rooting for them to get relegated and win Champions League.
I mean, I'm rooting for them. It doesn't mean I have
this
to.
This one sounds really expensive and gay.
It doesn't even fit, but it's great.
That's what she really said. Expensive and gay, though. Does kind of fit.
Phrasing.
Fits what?
The show. For being honest.
Damn.
Well, that is kind of how I see things.
We are pretty expensive and gay.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, let's end the show. Shall we? Episode, what is this, 47?
47.
47. Three more to 50. We might actually hit it by the time the season starts.
I wouldn't count that.
Well, we'll see. Hey, this might be Brad's last show in studio, guys.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. We'll hear back from you at some point on Skype, but...
I mean, I'll probably be on the next episode. I just won't be in the studio.
Right.
Don't forget to follow the Fourth Official on Twitter. Answer today's poll. Follow Brad's work account, at Mainland Michael.
That's it.
At Gavin Eubank. K Foley. FL Austin David 22.
I think we covered it all.
Rest in peace, Brent.
RIP Brent.
Follow him at B Petkus if he'll respond to you.
Dicks out for Brent.
Bye.
Don't forget to send Rare Pepes to my work account at Mainland Michael. Used to call me on my cell phone.